Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on Yield Bravs and Hulu today. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Guys, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is upon us. It is a Hulu show about the secret, not-so-secret lives of Mormon wives, and they dropped all episodes at once, which means it's kind of rough for us to talk about because we're watching it not all episodes at once. So we haven't, I don't know how it ends. So we don't have fully formed opinions on the entire thing like a lot of you will, which puts us at a weird disadvantage. Also, as weeks go on, you know, listenership drops because you guys are excited for it for one weekend when you binge it. And then after that, it's like, who cares, you know? So we don't know that we're going to do this whole thing, but we definitely wanted to recap the first episode because, wow, what a show. What a show, Ben.
What a show. Listen, it doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what Mom Talk thinks. And honestly, this episode that Ronnie and I are recording right now is to prove that we can change people's perceptions of what two gay men can be, and we're gonna do it through Mom Talk. So are you all with me? Put your hand in the middle. 3, 2, 1, Mom Talk.
Mom Talk. Mom Talk.
Oh my God, this show is great.
I'm fighting the patriarchy with stationary dances on TikTok with my friends. Also, I'm gonna fight the patriarchy by letting all of my friends blow my husband, and then I'm going to blow their husbands too. I'm going to fight the patriarchy by letting the men fuck whoever they want. Sound fun?
This show is great. It's hilarious. I was cracking up through, I watched the first two episodes. I was cracking up through all of it. It's so amazing how, like, it's wild. It's a really wild show. It's hilarious how they really feel like what they're doing on Mom Talk is so important. And then also funny how they're all like 12 years old and they all have kids. And they also talk about how they want to change our ideas of like what being a modern woman is in the Mormon church. And yet for all their interviews, they're dressed like they're pioneers. So I'm like, it's great. It's a great show. And they all look the same for the most part.
There's so much to unpack here, as they would say on Yale Bronx.
There is.
Let's start the unpacking, shall we? So we see someone in a pink dress sitting for an interview. Turns out to be Taylor Frankie Paul. I'm waiting to see.
Which is one person, by the way. Taylor Frankie Paul is just one person. It's not three people.
Yeah, it's not like three little boys in a house who are being called for dinner. Taylor Frankie Paul. Taylor Frankie Paul. It is a girl. In our preview, we discussed that she kind of dances teeth forward. She's very teeth forward. She is very young and has already gotten reality star chompers. she's got season two chompers. And that's how we know that this cast is dedicated. They showed up for reality TV with season two everything. Season two face. She even has her season two boobs. She just got new boobs put in, she said herself.
Yeah.
She got season two teeth. Whitney, her bitch flower has already bloomed. That usually doesn't happen until season two. I mean, this cast is really, they've come prepared.
Well, in some ways, they've already had their season one. It just didn't happen on Hulu. It happened on TikTok. Whitney, in her season one, she already finished the season by moving to Hawaii. And then she starts season two of her life by moving right back because there's a TV show that's going to be filmed. So whatever plans they had to move to paradise and avoid troubles at home, they're like, but there's cameras from Hulu there. So we're going back to Utah. So they kind of are already in. Like, they've already had a season of their lives under their belts.
Yes. But we're older, so we don't know any of that. We didn't follow it.
Yes.
I never heard of Mom Talk. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And everybody, they show us these headlines all over the screen. They're like, oh, swingers, soft swingers, which I love that fucking Utah even has soft swinging. Like, were soft drinks not enough? You had to, like, make swinging more boring, too. You know what I mean?
Like, so, yeah, we see all these news things. And then the producer is like, so, Taylor, tell us how a couple of Mormon moms getting together, making TikToks, suddenly turns into this crazy swinging sex scandal. And then Taylor's like really uncomfortable. And we start to hear, oh, no, 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 that Sam Smith song, which was in my head for the entire rest of the day up until this very moment as well.
Yeah, they're like, sin. It's Sam Smith, which, you know, I don't know if, I think, was it on the Grammys or something? They did a performance of this, and it was like, Sam Smith in a bodysuit with fire everywhere and horns. It was like, Satan, you know, they're like, satanic. It's like, yes, we're going to really get him. We're not only doing soft swinging, we're doing, like, soft heavy metal. Sam Smith's new album. So, so Taylor's like, it started so innocent, you know, me and all these moms, we were just like filling the same thing. Oh, and also we get the filling and filling on the show because we're in Utah.
And going to jail.
Yes. Going to what?
Going to jail. That's jail. When you get arrested, you go to jail.
Yeah, you go to jail.
So, yeah, this is like Whitney Rose, like, on crack with the fillings and hillings. So basically this Whitney is like, I grew up in a glass box thinking that everybody looks this way. And we see them in their like these blue coats, which I don't know if that's like a Mormon thing or that's just an outfit they put on for the show.
Someone on Reddit, I read it, said they think that is a nod to The Handmaid's Tale, which The Handmaid's Tale isn't really about empowerment. So this one they're really trying to sell for empowerment, and that's not really what, well, I guess Handmaid's Tale ultimately is, you know, they are definitely fighting it. So I don't know. How do we look at The Handmaid's Tale? Okay, discuss. So then Michaela, so we're just interviewing all the different ladies, you know, and Whitney's like, I just grew up thinking everybody in the world is Mormon. And then we see a girl named Michaela, and she's like, we have so many rules to follow. No swearing, no piercing. Or no, you're allowed, I guess, one piercing, no caffeine, no alcohol, no tattoos, your body's a temple. And I was like, oh, God. So it's like Weight Watchers, basically, you know, minus the tattoos part.
And that was Michaela, spelled M-I-K-A-Y-L-A. And now we go to Macy, spelled M-A-Y-C-I. She goes, we're not supposed to have sex before marriage, which, oops. And then we go back to Michaela, and she's like, yeah, have kids by the time you're 21, or in my case, 16. And we see a photo of her at 16 having like a baby, and like a baby Bjorn, and little teenage Michaela's like, oh my God, what the fuck am I supposed to do with the rest of my life?
Yeah, she's so pretty to be having a baby. I mean, it's just, you feel for her. I'm like, just come on, do something else. It's no baby, other things. It's too young. No offense, Meemaw, because my Meemaw had my mom at 16. It's rough. It's a rough road. So, although it doesn't seem like it here. She's like, it was great. So then Taylor's like, yeah, the moms like love the foundation of our church. Like, love, family, service. And they're like, yeah, we're supposed to be like examples of higher living.
But for a lot of us, following the rules of the Mormon religion is just, it's impossible. And Taylor says, we were raised to be these housewives for the men, serving their every desire. Well, I'm like, fuck this. So I created Mom Talk, the ultimate expression of rebellion.
Yeah. And then it's just girls dressed in Lululemon doing dances. You know, we see a lot of them. You're fighting the man. One Lulu outfit at a time. She's like, yeah, it started as a group of Mormons, like making TikToks. And there was just something so freeing about it. It was like dancing, which is freeing, but you couldn't like dance freely because like that takes too much space. You just have to dance like in this much space, mostly with your arms.
You have to stay vertical.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very freeing dancing in such a confined ratio. So then we meet Jesse, who says, when it comes to the Mormon scale, there's definitely a wide range. Like, some are more Mormon than others. But in Mom Talk, I don't feel like we should be judging people whether they go to church every Sunday or not, wearing their special underwear, reading their special books.
Wow. You're really turning everything upside down. And Jen's like, yeah, we're a new generation of Mormon women. We have a platform that the generation before us didn't have. And then we see a TikTok of her dancing with her husband, presumably. And they're like, yeah, we're powerful women. We're changing stigma of gender roles in the Mormon culture. We're going to let our husbands have sex with more women. I was like, wait a minute. Guys, you're going backwards in the Mormon culture. I know you're doing it like on TikTok now, but Mormon is the religion of polygamy. You guys are like, we're going to really change things. We're rolling it back to polygamy time. But now you don't have to marry him.
You know what? In the olden days, if you made a TikTok, you had to be dressed like Sarah Plain and tall. But now we're wearing athleisure. That's right. We're changing it all up.
God, we didn't have TikTok back then. Shoot. We didn't even hear TikToks. They weren't allowed watches. Very puritanical back in the day.
Back in 1862, what they would do is they would take some logs and they would just put them up in a frame. So that way it was like a 9x16 window surrounded by logs. And you go in between them, you just dance. But now we show we can do it on a phone.
Yeah. And so they're talking about like becoming famous overnight, basically, and gaining zillions of followers. Macy is like, I think I have like 1.5 million followers or something like that. That's how I could afford these contacts. She's wearing like these piercing blue contacts with these little tiny dots for pupils, which she can kind of peek out of. And it just makes her look terrifying. Not that the blue eyes look so crazy on her, but I guess it's that your pupil never moves. So it's like, no matter how bright or how dark it is, your pupils are just always the same, you know? And it ends up being terrifying because they're kind of presenting Macy as kind of one of the dorkier ones, or like, I think that's what they're going for. That's what I'm getting, is that she's kind of one of the dorkier ones. She talks to her teeth a lot and she's like more innocent, but I think she's going to turn out to be kind of evil as it goes on.
I feel like Macy is going to be the one who's friends with everyone. She's like the go-between the two groups that kind of start to split, like start to happen by the end of episode two. By the way, I can't help but wonder, do we think that like Lisa Barlow is at home right now doing mom talks of herself? She's like, yeah, I'm like a cool mom talk as well. Hey, doing a little dance. This is for you, Jack. Yeah.
Well, this is the time that, yeah, everybody was doing those on the Instagram. Because it was during the pandemic, you know, so everybody started doing these online. You'd be like, hey, I wonder what Shakira's doing. Old. Well, she's doing a TikTok. She's doing a TikTok dance. That's what she's doing.
Hey, mom talk. So anyway, Michaela says, well, yeah, I probably have like 2 million followers. I love that. I love mom talk. Yeah, I probably have like 2 million followers. And then it just turned into this whole group is swinging with each other.
Yeah, just no natural progression. Like we went viral. We all started fucking each other. So wait a minute. Rewind. I'm trying to, I have the video up in front of me so I can see everybody, because there are like so many white people. It's like when you are standing in the grocery aisle trying to pick a flower and you're like, these are all the same, but you know they're not. And like some of them have like slightly different graininess. Like how many times have I Googled Bob's Red Mill in my life? That's what I felt like watching this show.
Yeah, like the line between Demi and Jen is very difficult. Like, which one is which?
Yeah. So then Taylor is explaining it. She's like, well, we started having parties, like really wild things ended up on Reddit because like one of the moms from Mom Talk, like, oh my God, my blood was boiling when I saw it was on Reddit. Like, I mean, so finally, I just had to get on TikTok Live. And like there were like 50 or 60,000 people there, and I exposed it. Okay. And then we see clips of her. And she's like, okay, so we would like have parties where like 50, you know, wait, I'm sorry. We would have like parties where there was like a group of us, and then we would like get intimate with each other. And like it happened several times, and we've all made out with the husbands, and no one was innocent. Everyone's hooked up with like everyone. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
That is not fair. And I can see why the girls are all mad at her. And she's telling us it was more like orgies, you know, and it just kind of blew up.
Girls are like,
yeah, thanks. It kind of blew up. But I don't think that's fair where you go have orgies and then you go out everybody at the orgy. Like it's supposed to be sacred.
Yeah, I don't think.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't think it's up to you to do that. And yeah, I totally would understand if I was like in that orgy and I'm like, I don't think our brand needs to know about our orgy, Taylor. So then everyone's phones start ringing. I mean, it's like all of a sudden my phone started like blowing up and I'm like, what's happening? And then Whitney's like, Utah is like a small town and we couldn't go anywhere. Rumors being made about my family. And Taylor's like, it was painful. It was awful. And then Demi goes, and at this point, I'm like, can Mom Talk even survive this?
So they're like, if you think that was crazy, wait till you see what happens now. And then we see montage of what's coming this season. One is the girls are at a male strip club, and then someone's making out in a hot tub, and people are crying. And then it cuts back to Taylor, and she goes, holy fuck.
And then we get the opening credits, which I curse. Love.
Enjoy the show. I just curse. You guys, you just tuned in and saw Mormon say the F word.
Yeah, we're changing everything. I don't know. Can Mom Talk even survive the F word? It's an existential question for our times.
Fuck the patriarchy. Yeah, I said fuck. So then we go to...
I did notice, by the way, that several of them would say fa. Like, they wouldn't actually say fuck. They would be like, I'm like, what the fa?
So we see the opening, and here are their names. Whitney, Michaela, Jen, Jesse, Layla, Demi, Macy, and Taylor. Sounds yes. about right.
Jesse, Jen, I remember because that's Jen Affleck. And then there's Demi, I remember. I think Jesse's the one with the jizz billboards, I think, right? I think she is.
I think so, yeah, because it would be either her or Jen. Or is Jen the one? I don't know.
I think Jen is the one who dresses like a little old-fashioned doll, but is 22 years old.
So the first scene we get is a coffee meeting. It's the housewives. We've just fought for a season. Let's regroup and see who's still friends. So we have Taylor, Frankie, Paul meeting up with, who's this, Macy? Okay, so they meet Macy, up, and yeah. we see a little bit about Macy. And her husband looks like a doll. A living doll. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if he's living, actually, because I just see his picture here. He's not moving. And he is like, he looks like a tooth commercial and an eyebrow commercial. He looks like a commercial for general whiteness. Like, if you were trying to sell whiteness to somebody, you'd be like, hey, do you need someone to offer you like free checks from a bank? It's this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Taylor sits down with Macy, and Taylor's like talking about, she's also talking, introducing herself to us. She goes, I'm Taylor Frankie Paul. I'm 28. I am from Salt Lake City, Utah. I was like a really wild child. Like I did it all, you know, partying, drinking, saying the F word. Nothing was off limits.
One time I played an R-rated video game while drinking a Coke. So watch the fuck out. Okay, brah. So she's like, right after high school, I got married in the temple, and I was like being pressured to by the church and my mom, you know, because she knew that Tate and I were having sex before marriage. So, you know, I just like had a hard time like finding my voice.
Yeah. And then we see a photo of Taylor and Tate, and he's in a beanie. And then she goes, Mom Talk, it started with four girls, Whitney, Macy, Michaela, and I. And then we see like some Mom Talk stuff. And she's like, ever since the swinging scandal, though, I've been like really trying to keep it a low profile, and I haven't seen the girls in months. So I'm like really excited. So it's the classic like, oh no, the prodigal daughter has returned. You know, she's been outcast, but can she come back to Mom Talk? Will they welcome her back? Will Mom Talk survive?
So Macy is talking about being from Orange County, and she's like, yeah, I tell everyone I'm from California so they know I'm cool. Okay, here's kind of how I know who this whole cast is right off the bat, because I love to read signs as they come up on TV, and this is one for the coffee shop that they're at. It says, maybe coffee is addicted to me.
Oh,
and I feel like that describes this show.
It's like, you can have caffeine. It's not your fault. It's the coffee's fault.
So, Macy, I was going to call her Casey, is going to get in trouble. She's like, yeah, basically, I've been married to my husband for 5 years, and we have two kids, and I'm a bad bitch. That's who I am.
Sounds like it. Wow. Like, wow, you're a bad bitch. So she's like, it's so great to see Taylor. I haven't seen her in so long because I've been busy doing bad bitch things, you know, and since all the drama came out, like being a swinger and exposing everything, I'm just like excited to get together and start Mom Talk back up like the bad bitch I am.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence and then she left him there. In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's so good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby. This is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So they're like, oh my gosh, they hug and they sit down. And Macy's like, oh my God, I need to hear about you and Dakota. That's the tea I really want. What's the tea, girl? What's the tea? And Taylor's like, no, you need to go first because I'm literally not going to stop talking once I start. So how are you and that white guy you married? And she's like, Jacob?
This is your window.
She goes, Jacob? Oh, my God. Like, I feel like Jacob, like, never initiates, like, sex.
Do you talk to him about it or do you just bore me with it? No, it's like really like it's like in depth and like maybe I feel like I should. But like, what do I do? Or like, do I just like put on lingerie and like walk around the house? Like, I'm like a bad bitch. Bad bitches shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, I'm like a bad bitch and he's just a bitch. Like, I don't even understand. Like, who doesn't want this? Like, what am I supposed to do? Walk around in lingerie? I just don't get it. OK, check out a site called SeanCody.com. And realize that your husband is at least 50 of those guys. Then get back, then question it a little bit more later. Repression!
So Taylor does the, okay, I think I don't want to talk about this anymore by saying, I feel like you should talk to him about it and be like, this is how I feel, because they can't read our minds, unfortunately. Solve that. Should we talk about me now?
Yeah. Just tell him how you feel. You want more sex. He needs to understand how you feel. She's like, okay.
He can't read our minds, and he shouldn't have to, because he's a man. We should read their minds. Okay, so why don't you ask me about me?
You know it's a huge turn-on to guys? Talking about your feelings. I'll tell you right now. Both total hard-on makers. So Taylor's like, oh, Dakota? He's like my new boyfriend. We met on good old Instagram. He's very charismatic, he's charming, and he's very attractive. And then we see photos of him, and he's, you know, literally every other guy
generic.
On the show.
Yeah. Very generic.
Yeah.
And his eyes are like bugging out. So Taylor's like, he asked me to be his girlfriend, and then we got into like a big fight the next night. Wait, so when you fought, like, what was he getting mad at you about? Oh, well, because I drank, and then, like, I drank some more, and then some more after that.
Did you get drunk? She's like, yeah, it was my fault. Like, I 100% admit that. Okay, so this is this girl. She's a train wreck, and she fucks up on purpose so that she can go, oh, my God, totally admit it, it's my fault. She's like a Jax in the way that she loves to confess, so she does a lot of bad things so that she can confess.
What about you and Dakota?
Yes, and we know she's a train wreck because of her hair in the interviews. This is before episode 2 when she's pregnant and her hair is just more like conservative. But here the hair is just like it's up and going in all these different directions. And I've been like trying to place like what it is. Is it like Rayanne from My So-Called Life? I don't think it is that. It's just like it's going in all these different ways. It's like combed over. And it's almost like if someone took the Kate Gosselin and let it grow free, it's like this is what it would ultimately turn into.
So she's like, yeah, like he's like, I think I'm just scared to like you, you know, because like a lot goes with me, you know, like there's me and then there's my kids and then there's my situation And then there's my situation that just came out, right? Which I was totally responsible for and totally rained that down on everybody myself. Whoa, totally take responsibility for that. Sorry. But also this guy, I can already tell, is a complete douchebag and probably a user and abuser because he contacted you on Instagram because you're fucking famous. Yes. You've got 2 million followers. He's contacting you to hook up with you and then guilting you for the life you lead when he's seen your life very plainly. That's how he hooked up with you in the first place. Do not trust this man.
No, don't. And she's like, there's like a side of me that's like, should I be single? For me to like go out in my 20s, like having fun. Like I just got out of this relationship. Like I got to get all that out of my system, like that I've been wanting. And Macy's like, yeah, I think the question is from like one bad bitch to a lesser bad bitch, but a bitch nonetheless. Like, do you want to do this? And she goes, well, we have a lot of trust issues, I won't lie. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, does he have, like, a lot of trust issues because of, like, your past? You know, you being, like, a SLUT, you know what I'm saying?
And she's like, yeah, like, he has trust issues, but, like, I have trust issues, too, like, with him. And we just ignore that. And she goes, and then, like, which I want to know that. Like, what are the trust issues with him? What did he do? But the friend's just like, yeah, you're a slut, right? So she's like, yeah, and we have trust issues because, like, we started off on a rocky start because, like, okay, look, we posted this TikTok together, and then things came out on Reddit. We see their stupid TikTok, and all these girls come on a Reddit, and they're like, oh, my God, he was just banging my roommate. So
yeah, a lot of girls are saying like, oh, he was with my roommate last week or this or that. It's like, ugh, like now I'm like, I don't know if I can even trust you, you know? I'm like, yes, that's when you can say, I can't trust you.
Oh yeah.
It's time to move
like
on.
Like he's literally like already cheating on you and then getting on there to get some fucking TikTok follows. This guy's a douche. So then Macy, of course, never one to ask an important question. The girl just told you she met a guy on Instagram and then a Reddit thread started breaking out talking about how he's fucking everybody in town. And Macy goes, oh, so you like drama in your relationship, huh? You like it?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I don't like drama,
you like
Macy.
It. You do.
No, but
you like it.
I do like that he's jealous, though. Like, because when someone's jealous, it means that they care.
Yeah, you like it because he cares. And she's like, yeah, I guess I do. But, like, also, I get scared because, like, I'm 3 months out of my situation and I'm a month out of my divorce, which I also kind of caused. So, like, do I need to chill? Because, like, he even asked me yesterday, he's like, are you open to getting... Because she did call... Doesn't she tell us at one point that she... Because when I said I caused that as well, I was like, did she cause her divorce? Did she say that she cheated on the husband? Or was she just like, fuck this, and she left?
I honestly don't remember because there was, like, so much that was dropped on us.
I'll take that back for now because I don't know. But I just like the idea of this girl, like, lighting fires all over town and then being like, oh, my God, there was a fire, which I totally caused that. I totally take responsibility. So it's been, like, really hard for me to get over the trauma of everything that I just did.
But Taylor, so like, what did you say? I was like, yes. I was like, of course I want to get married. Like, I want to have more babies. That's like, I will do that. Like, that's my plan. And he's like, good to know.
Yeah, well, you better like make sure that he's the right one because you're like TikTok famous. You're like beautiful. You've got teeth like brand new tombstones. I mean, you've got everything.
Yeah. And also, like, you can get anyone you want. Because, again, you're a TTF, TikTok famous. Okay? So I'm like, don't settle. Okay? I haven't met Dakota yet personally. And, like, I need to meet this guy. Because, like, I need to see how his personality is. I mean, like, spoiler alert, he seems kind of bland. I'm just going to say that. Bad bitch. Sorry. But, like, I want to see what you see in him, you know? Because none of us can understand it, especially not Reddit. I'm sorry. Am I being too honest right now? I just feel like we're just kind of similar.
And she's like, yeah, I feel like we're similar. No. Yeah, we're like totally the same. Yeah, I don't think so. We're like literally like we look the same. We don't. I'm hotter. Yeah, we're like the same. I'm a better dancer. Like we dance the same. No, I'm better.
This is getting a little tense. I feel like you're about to say some honest truths about me. So let's talk about someone else. Yeah, let's talk about Whitney. Okay, I heard Whitney. She's moving back. She's like coming back tomorrow. Did you know that, Taylor?
And Taylor's like, why would Whitney come back? Because you're on a TV show. What the hell do you think?
Of course, I know.
Of course, Whitney's
coming. I'm a major streamer.
Whitney's like, should I stay in witness protection program in this glorious vacation town I moved to? Or?
I know. Do I stay in literal paradise of Hawaii? or I go back to cold, cold Salt Lake City so I could be on TV. TV it is. Yeah.
So Macy's like, Whitney is part of the OG mom talk. And then we see a montage of Whitney. And she actually says, yeah, Whitney likes to be like leader of the clan type.
Leader of the clan. Ugh,
what awkward. What awkward phrasing to choose for this show.
I know. So Macy goes, I honestly thought that when she left to Hawaii, I was like, I feel like she's going to get FOMO and want to come back. I mean, hello, do they have a Cucina Toscana in Hawaii? I don't think so.
And Taylor's like, wait a minute. So are they moving back or are they just visiting? She goes, yeah, they're moving back. They bought a house sight unseen. I was like, what is this, teenage marriage?
I honestly, I don't even know the real reason why they went there to begin with. Maybe she'll tell us. And Taylor's like, yeah, so I will be seeing her then. Yeah. And by the way, she brought up the video again. And then we see like the famous TikTok live that Taylor did that started all this drama.
Yeah. And she's like, TikTok live swinging confession video. Tate and I are getting divorced. And I don't know what you would call it. It's like soft swinging, but you don't like fully switch because we had an agreement, like all of us. And like, I stepped out of that agreement. Like, you're not supposed to actually stick it in the bum or the front or the back. But, you know, you're going to have to come back another day to find out where it got stuck. Do we ever find out?
No. She's like, what I'm trying to say is we all made an agreement to go to Carvel, but I went to Ben and Jerry's instead. Okay, everyone was going soft. I went hard ice cream. So Taylor is like, you know, I at least want to explain that to people. Like, my husband wanted to share, and he did want to open that up. So it was like, I caught feelings for a man that my husband welcomed into our house.
Oh, so she does kind of talk about it. So, she's like, well, he started it. So then she started having feel, but do we know who she started? Maybe I should just keep going through this.
So I don't think so. Not yet.
So Taylor, in her video is like, yeah, no one was innocent. Everyone's hooked up with everyone in this group. No, that's not fair. You went to this orgy. Then you took it too far past the rules of the open relationship. And now you're going to out everybody else. That's not fair, ma'am. Nope.
Yeah.
Boo.
No,
I'm not inviting you to my next orgy.
Well, Macy is like, well, you know what, Whitney? Crappin's orgy coming next year.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? I'm way too lazy for that.
I think we would have the best orgy. We probably wouldn't be having sex. We'd just be all hanging out watching TV together.
Yeah. But yeah, I think someone even says later in the show, they're like, ew, swinging. I barely have enough energy for my husband as it is. Gross. I wouldn't do that. So then Macy's like, yeah. Whitney was like, I'm freaking pissed. And I was like, whew. Because like, she just kept getting tagged in your video. And I think that's why she was upset. By the way, Macy just has this smile, this really tight smile where she's like, and her tiny little pupils that never move. And she's just like, Whitney hates you. And the reason is because she was getting tagged in videos. So you're a mess in your relationship, right? You just like the attention. I think so. I think you just like attention, right?
You know what? Taylor used to be the face of Mom Talk, but once the whole controversy blew up, no one really knew what Mom Talk even stood for anymore. I mean, no one really understood knew what it stood for in the first place, but now no one knew what it really stood for about anything. So it's just like a bunch of, is it just like a bunch of swingers? Or are we just like a bunch of Mormon women fighting the patriarchy?
Was it ever that clear?
Is there maybe a middle ground that we could explore? Because I'm not sure if it was either one of it was probably actually the first thing, just a bunch of swingers.
Yeah. So now we see all the moms in someone's house making content. All right. They're creating content, guys. They're making a TikTok. So Macy's like, yeah, Mom Talk is essentially a content creator house, except for we don't actually live together. It's not like a Snapchat house. It's like a TikTok house. But like, not a TikTok house because we don't all live in the same house. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are like the, this is like the hoi polloi of Mom Talk. So, you know, you've got Whitney and you've got Taylor as the two people vying for Mom Talk. And now these are the plebs that have been recruited on to the platform.
And she's like, so, yeah, you could say that like a lot of us on Mom Talk look similar, but it's mostly because our forefathers have determined to keep our genes clean. So yeah, that's been pretty fun.
We all have a similar style or similar look, but we're just going off based off of what's trending in our group. So, so for instance, if Jesse wears a white shirt, I'll wear a white shirt. It's just what's trending, guys.
So we see them, and she goes, she also goes, yeah, especially in Utah. Cause like, what can I say? There's a lot of white bitches here. So then we cut to all the white bitches doing a dance and stuff. And it's, they have some twerking in here. And I just, I guess, you know what? Know your audience, you know, because there are like millions of people, obviously, who are like, oh, my God, I'm totally signed up to these white girls twerking and they're doing great. But, you know, for some of us who don't understand what's happening on our television screens, it's like, do we need more white girls twerking? I feel like there's always that one stew on Below Deck. There's that one white girl who's like, I twerk. And it's like having 20 of those on one show.
And we see them all trying to twerk. And poor Michaela, she's all the way in the back. When we did our trailer breakdown, we saw the scene. And Michaela, like, everyone's moving to the right. She moves to the left. She is chronically out of beat. She cannot keep up. And you just see her just trying to, like, be like, wait, what's twerking? I just got the electric slide down last week. I can't move on to another dance step.
They're like, please try, Michaela. She's like, sorry. So then Macy's like, yeah, when we appear in each other's videos, we get more likes and then we get more followers and we all benefit because we make more money. And which is why the most powerful one, the one with the most followers, is the most powerful one. And I believe that's Taylor Frankie Paul. So she may have fucked everybody over, but they all have to be nice to her because she has the most followers and they all want to get on her channel, right?
Yeah, and so now they're all just, like, hanging out, being girlfriends, just, like, having that natural banter that comes from being in Mom Talk. And, like, Demi pulls down the zipper on Jen's shirt, and they're like, oh, my God. And they're like, oh, my God, your boobs. They're like, your boobs are boobing. The breasts are breasting. The zipper is zippering. I love this slang. And they're, she's, like, nursing. That's why.
One of the girls is like, oh, my God. I'm, like, shocked at how low garmenting or, like, the breastfeeding garments are. Like, you have a little cleavage. Well, yeah, it's an entrance and an exit. You got to whip that thing out. What do you want, a turtleneck?
So they all like, guys, let's go and like get comfy. Okay, should we go to the white couch on this floor or the white couch on the second floor? Let's go to the second floor white couch. Okay, let's do that. So they all, they go actually to the living room and they sit down to like chat. And then Michaela's like, so has anyone talked to Taylor yet?
They're like, oh my God, she's like holding people at arm's length distance right now. So then we cut to Taylor, who's going to her mom's house. Her mom's a character.
Who's her mom?
Her mom
was like, oh my God, I'm going to be on Hulu. How can I look like Abby Lee Miller? Okay, someone teach me all the
rules.
She really
is Abby Lee Miller, like at a comp, like ready to go. It's like a pashmina and some gold earrings and then Abby Miller coated. She really is. So Taylor's like, yeah, I'm coming over to my mom's house today because like I've had a secret and I've been holding on to it and I'm like so nervous about it. Like cross my fingers, my mom doesn't kill me. Cross my fingers. It's like huge. It's a secret. But I just want to say I totally take responsibility for whatever I did.
Yeah. Her mom also, by the way, looks incredibly young, like or at least in this scene. I was like, what? This is the mom? So Leanne's like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, oh, nothing, mom. They're just like driving me nuts today, my kids. Okay, here's a granola bar. Bye. So they basically have some small talk and everything.
The mom's like, do I need to watch the kids again? You're going on a date? She's like, yeah, Dakota. And then the mom's like, oh, God. So you're starting to see Dakota more. She goes, yeah, oh, my God, mom, I didn't tell you you asked me to be my girlfriend. Sorry, my bad. I totally took responsibility for that.
So funny story, Dakota and I made this TikTok of saying should we date or should we not, and of course my mom goes on and gets in there and she's like literally puts in a red flag emoji and it gets like a ton of likes. So I go and delete it and then she goes, where'd my comment go? It had so many likes. And I was like, oh my God, get off my TikTok. She's mom
like, no, I demand to know where my comment went. And I was like, well, I made a TikTok and I asked people if I should like delete your comment or leave your comment, and then people were like, delete your comment. And so I fucked my boyfriend on TikTok. I'm sorry, my bad. I'd let the story get away from me.
And then my mom said something weird, something about how Dakota is at the bottom of the pyramid this week. And I was like, I don't understand what you're even talking about, Mom.
Yeah. So I grew up in a brutal, honest family. So like, you guys are going to get to know my mom. Like, I love her, but like, she will be at the top of your comments.
So she's like been very against Dakota. Like, we shouldn't date. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't just like have a baby after knowing each other for like 2 weeks, yada, yada, yada. You know, she's going to tell the truth and she's going to tell me how she feels.
So she's like, so Mom, do you still like watching my kids? And she's like, it's hard. They're hard. They're challenging. Okay. Like, could be with you more. And she goes, well, I have them 50% of the time, like divorced parents do. I think she meant like with you and not with her.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
Taylor, you could actually take care of your own children sometimes, Taylor.
She's like, I am an old lady. I am 37 years old. I can't do this. She's like, yeah, that is really old.
I'm at like early bird gets the worm meal special in 30 years. Need help.
Mom, do you think I'm a bad person for those mistakes that I did? She goes, I don't think you're a bad person. I just think that you've done bad things because you're a bad person. Oh, like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're a bad person. I raised a little devil. I'm sorry, God.
I don't think you're a bad person, but your grammar is terrible. So have you talked to your bishop or the church about anything? Oh, yeah, you know, as we do. Like, you know, fuck a few people, talk about it on TikTok, go straight to the bishop. Like, did you see my TikTok? So she's like, no. And she goes, how come, Taylor? And she's like, I don't know. Because, like, if they're going to, like, excommunicate me, I don't have time for that, Mom. She's like, well, when you're out there soft swinging, what do you expect?
You can't just soft swing without repercussions from the Lord. So
I want you to go talk to the bishop and the entire temple about soft swinging. Okay.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So now we go back to the other girls talking on their white sofas. And Jesse's like, you know what? With all the soft swinging, what does that even mean? Do you guys know what they did? And then Demi's like, I think they just did everything but sex. That's what I understand. And the girls are like, oh my God.
Like, what does that mean? Like, what does that even mean? And someone's like, yeah, oral. And she goes, yeah, it's like swapping in front of each other while you're standing next to each other. And they're like, oh, my God. And these girls are like the clean girls. So they have like the dirty girls who are the TikTok girls. And then they have like the clean girls who are like, oh, my God, that is disgusting. But this is like the majority of them. So I feel bad for all these girls because they weren't included. Like no one was like, you guys are hot. My husband wants to bang you, you know? And I feel kind of bad because whether or not you want to go to a party, we all want to be invited. Right. So I kind of feel bad for them about being excluded from the key party, but also who are the people who did the swinging? Was it just Taylor?
Yeah. I have no idea. I think the implication was that it was like Whitney and her man. And I don't know. I don't know who else, because Michaela was one of the founding women of this group. So I'm not sure which of these women are part of it, which one aren't. It's sort of like traitors where they're all just pretend like they're like, who here is a faithful and who here is a swinger?
But I thought it wasn't Whitney because Whitney was like, that ruined my reputation. I can't believe you would do that. Now everybody looks at us like we're swingers. And I was like, but are you swingers? Or are you...
Listen, I'm sure Whitney was not a swinger based on her totally not guilty conscience activity of moving to Hawaii.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because she moves to Hawaii, which is like a vacation kind of a place where I'm sure like a lot of people go to get laid, which is, you know, it's not like you're moving to, I don't know, Alaska or something like that. And right. Also, she has this other guilty habit of changing her look in every scene. Like, she's always got a different color hair, a different haircut.
Yes.
She looks like a totally different person. She looks like she's in witness protection.
And same with her husband. Like one scene, he has like blonde, long frosted tips. And then the very next scene, he's got like no hair.
Yeah, super weird.
So then Jesse is like, I just love that it's like, okay, we can do everything but sex, so it's fine. But it's like, no, you're still sucking someone's dick. And Macy's like, oh my God, that is, you are a bad bitch too.
And Jen's hiding her face in her hands. She's like, sorry, Jen. Okay, I said it. Sucking dick. Jen's like, oh my God, stop, please.
You don't understand. I'm dressed like an 1835 doll in my interviews. I can't be associated with the word sucking dick.
So then we meet Jesse, and Jesse's the one I said looked like Larry David's wife from Curb Your Enthusiasm. When I said that, I didn't know that she was RFK Jr.'s wife. Did you? Cheryl Hines?
Cheryl Hines is married to RFK Jr.?
Yeah, the guy who was running for president. Yeah, because then when he dropped out and then he said he was for Trump now, and then everybody was like, wow. Fuck you, Cheryl Hines, die in a fire. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know that. Right. I was like, why is everybody yelling at Cheryl Hines the day that I saw her on a Mormon Wives preview?
Cheryl Hines is like, oh my God, I'm married into the Kennedys. I can't believe I'm part of America's Camelot. And it's like, oh, you got RFK Jr. Sorry.
So
the one that Landon from Southern Charm is stumping for.
Yeah, you got the wrong one. So this girl, Jessie J, she owns a hairdresser. She owns a hairdressing company, like a salon hair extension company and a hair school. And I'm guessing that they do Botox and Restylane because, girl, this is like me. This is like me being a Girl Scout and then coming to work, like dressed like a Samoa. Like, girl, you're using too much product is what I'm saying. Too much product. So she's like, I'm a hairdresser and I own a hair salon. And then we see her doing a TikTok where she's like, we have a billboard for my company and people are talking about how they think it says Jizz because it says Jay-Z.
I think her last name is Z. I don't know what her last name is, but it's like, but it probably starts with a Z. So it says Jay-Z hair. And then on several of the branding, some of the things that are branded with it, she actually has like the long slash mark, the vertical slash mark. It's like J/Z, but the long slash mark just looks like an I. So it really looks like Jizz hair. And she's like, if you drive past this billboard and that's your first thought, your mind's in the gutter and you gotta get it right because that's not what this is about. And I was like, yeah, well, I definitely thought Jizz the first time I saw it. I was like, did she name her?
She might have done that because, I mean, listen, that is kind of what made them, you know, that gave them this show, got them this show, you know. Jizz has taken us far
Jizz
on
hair.
This show, you know.
So Jesse's like, Kay, I have to know because I've heard, you know, her side of it, but did any of you guys swing? Like, were any of you involved? And Demi, is it Demi or like, I feel like it's like Demi. I feel like it's like a weird pronunciation of Demi, right? She's like, Demi. She's like, well, I was at the parties and I didn't even know what was going on. Like, guys, I had no idea that was someone else's dick in my mouth. I was shocked.
Like, you never even picked up a vibe, Demi? Nothing? And she goes, no, Brett said he picked up vibes from husbands because they were asking him weird questions like, so, are you the jealous type? And then Brett said that he was like, well, I don't share if that's what you mean. And they were like, yeah, good answer, Brett.
Good, Brett. Brett's so good. Brett is so good at this. So then the producer asks if Jen was part of the swinging group. And Jen is like, not a part of any of it. Because Jen, of course, even if Jen were part of it, she would never, ever admit it. Because we later find out that she is married to the second cousin of Ben Affleck. And she would never, ever bring that sort of shame to the Affleck name.
And then Jesse, the hairdresser girl, is the one who's like, hell no, I'm too lazy for that shit. I'm not doing that. I really want to have sex with my husband. Okay. I'm not having sex with four other guys. So then Demi is like, yeah, me and my husband don't share, like no sharing. But Taylor admitted that they definitely thought that we'd be fun to swing with. So, I mean, I'm hot. My name is Demi. Demi Engelman. I'm 29. I've been married to my husband, Brett, for almost 3 years. He's like 46 and I'm 29. So there's a bit of an age gap. Okay. So this... Yeah, I'm about to shame this because she said in some TikTok, this is something else I just read in the comment. First of all, this is Angie Harrington's ex-husband. Did you know
that? I was going to say, wasn't some of them, one of them linked to Angie Harrington?
Yes. So is this guy. So apparently they, I guess him and Angie were friends with her parents and they went over to her house and he knew her when she was like 10 years old.
Wow.
Sorry. I think like when you get older and there's an age difference, okay, you know, like don't shame her, I guess. I guess a lot of people are in stuff like that, but 10, you knew her when she was 10? Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's really weird. So so Demi is like, you know, the last party that we had gone to, like Taylor was being kind of like flirty with Brett, and that to this day, it pisses me off. And they're like, oh my God, what'd she do? What do you mean? What's happening? Oh my God, damn, Demi. And Demi's like, Taylor was just being extra, extra flirty and friendly. And she came up and she was like, she kissed me on the head, but then she kissed Brett on the head. And then she's like leaning over the couch and she starts like laughing and like starts saying things like, and then he starts laughing. And then that's when I lost it. I was like, guys, just wait. I'm ashamed to say this, but I said, oh, hell no.
Oh, my God. So you're sorry. Such a bad bitch. I know, right? So, like, Brett was, like, so drunk. He was, like, a borderline blackout. And then he's just sitting on the couch. And then he goes, we might have to sleep over. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's definitely fucking. You may not be in an open relationship, but I think your husband might.
But Brett.
Yeah.
No, but he was so wasted. He had, I don't know, like maybe two beers. It was just like a lot.
It was like crazy. It was like he had a beer and then got a Starbucks after. I was like, rehab bitch.
Macchiato? More like macchiato. No, Brett, keep it together.
So then we go back to Taylor and her mom. And Leanne is like, oh, honey, I love you, but you just always don't make the right choices. She's like, yeah, but like mom, like I feel... Sorry, Mama. I'm sorry. I don't know where my pronunciation is, but I love you, but I feel like you've never gone through a divorce and like you've never had like your entire, like, I don't know, I guess sex life online for the entire world to see. You did that. What are you mad at?
Yeah.
You're like, God, Mom, it's not like you've ever had to suffer through the experience of like people watching you sing I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie at karaoke. But honey, you were the one who signed yourself up to sing that song. Whatever.
Well, sweetheart, I just don't know how you choose these guys like Dakota. Just, well, what's wrong with Dakota? Dakota has an addiction. Yeah, but like, that doesn't define who he is as a person.
I mean, he can't even choose south or north. The man has no direction.
So, America, Dakota, he has this pretty crazy backstory. He's a recovering addict. I mean, he almost died from fentanyl. I was like, whoa.
She's like, America.
Pretty intense there.
Did Dakota almost die of fentanyl or did he not almost die of fentanyl? Vote now.
Yeah, well, sweetheart, you have two kids and you really have to think about that because they're trying to heal.
No.
I'm sorry. They're trying to heal.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
And you should be healing too.
She's like, you got divorced and you need to let that settle because ultimately me and your dad are going to be the ones that have to pick up the pieces. And Taylor's like, I mean, I just like... I have to say something, but I don't like know how I'm going to say it. So hold on a second.
Say what, honey?
Guys, honey. America, should I tell my mom right now that I'm pregnant or should I not tell my mom right now that I'm pregnant? Honey, you're pregnant? I don't know. Damn it.
Are you for real? She's mm-hmm. Taylor, for real?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh
my God, this is going to be rough. I'm going to put a shock collar on you that I have a little.
I'm sorry. I have to remember that I'm in Utah. I'm sorry. From the top. Are you for real?
For real?
For real?
She's like, yeah. She goes, oh my God, you're so stupid. Why would you put yourself in that situation? She's like, well, I didn't purposely do it. She's like, oh my God, you're always screwing up everything. That just pisses me off. I'm so tired of this. You know what? You're just like, That's what you say? You know what? It's just like, I don't even know anymore.
At the end of the day, I do know my mom loves me and wants the best, but emotionally, I would say I have like good days and bad days, and I'm still struggling with the gossiping and the judging, and I'd rather her just support rather than tell me what to do, because correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's how it should be.
No, because like, no, she's the one raising your children while you're out. Like she just said that you're never even there to raise a kid. So you're basically telling your housekeeper like, oh, guess what? You're going to be working on Saturdays and Sundays now and you still don't get a raise. Bye. And then you're wondering why she's crying.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So Leanne just walks off. She's like, I don't even want to talk to you. So she heads off and she's
also see how addicted she is. She doesn't even know if she's pregnant or not. And she's not going to get a test or anything. She just wants the drama of it. She's like, yeah, maybe I'm pregnant. Uh-oh, my bad. I take full responsibility for it. This girl. Oh, my gosh.
So now we go to Jesse's house and the girls are like, yay, girls' day, which I kind of feel like is every day for this group, but that's like fine.
Literally every day.
And they're all just like having fun. And Jesse is talking about like how Whitney and Jen are the best dancers. And Michaela's like, oh, yeah, isn't Whitney coming to something? And Jesse's like, yeah, she's coming back from Hawaii. Whitney's coming back.
Yeah, guys,
from Hawaii to Utah.
She's coming back from Hawaii. Whitney's coming back. Why did Whitney leave?
Oh my God, she was on the plane. God,
Whitney's coming.
They serve alcohol on that plane. Is that safe?
Oh my, how did she get here?
Oh my God. I think I'm going to leave my husband, guys.
So then they're like, why did Whitney leave? And everyone's like, we don't know, but I heard it's because her husband, Connor, got caught on Tinder. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God. So then Macy says, Whitney and Connor are married. They have two kids. And I was on Reddit one night and I saw this post that someone made about Connor being on Tinder. And Whitney was like trying to hide behind the Cerner scandal to hide her own personal scandal. And I was like, what? Like, what is this? I mean, I'm a bad bitch and even I can't figure this out.
And then we see a post. It's like, what's up with Whitney? She randomly started posting pictures in Hawaii. I'm guessing they moved since she found her baby daddy on Tinder. So she's making him leave Utah. The tea. And then we see Brittany in a completely different look. She's brunette and now she's doing a TikTok and she's like dancing, but the caption says, oh my God, everyone now thinking you're a swinger. During her arm dance or whatever. I told you about this yesterday, but one of the funniest things I've seen about this show is Whitney posting that song. She's doing like a fun TikTok dancing around and you just see a baby in a little tiny plastic box, like a little plastic
NICU or something.
Crib. Yeah, I'm like NICU. And she's doing a dance. And then the caption says, oh my God, just found out my baby has RSV.
She's up there moving her hand. Because what happened was I was at like a family thing. I was with all my cousins and I opened up TikTok to show them something, but my TikTok was on silent. And so I opened it up and the very first thing was Ronnie in like a filter that gave him like a little wig and Ronnie just moving his hands around like this. And I was like, oh my God. So I took a screenshot and I was like, Ronnie, what is happening? I mean, I figured out that it was, it was jokey. I knew you were doing something like that, but it was so funny. You on there doing a Whitney dance.
It's so stupid. Because it's so disturbing that's how it is. It's like, my baby is dying in the hospital. My baby's dying.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, they're all wondering whether or not was Whitney coming back.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's get feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. Oh my gosh, you're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.